Welcome to the Abundant Mind Show. I am your host, Dr. Jake Hansen, and I have the man who commands presence. I have the man who loves Ducatis, cowboy boots, his wife and family, who is the author of Think, React, Lead, who is the radio show host of the American Dream Impactor Show. I bring to you the one, the only, Dom Fawcett. Dom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Doc. How you doing this morning?
Hey, we are doing fantastic. We're fantastic. So when I first heard you speak, one of the topics you spoke about was commanding presence. Mm-hmm. And I thought if anyone could command presence, it's this dude who we're at this multi-million dollar mansion having a private one-on-one with some of the world's most affluent people. We hear this motorcycle outside just revving. We're like, man, who just pulled up? Dom Fawcett walks in with his jacket. And I'll tell you, he had the coolest belt buckle, cowboy belt buckle, and you had your cowboy boots. And I thought, man, this guy commands presence. And lo and behold, that's what you spoke about. You know, there are many of us in this, you know, in this group who, you know, when it comes to business, we have a lot of very, very successful business owners in this group, people who are growing in life. And we have a lot of people who continually ask, you know, how can I be myself? But how can I command that presence? How did you come on to this thought? And where has it propelled you in your career?
So the thought came from, so for those that don't know, I'm prior military, Air Force K-9 to be exact, and then I was a cop after the military. Command presence was something that I got from K-9 school. We have a dog, and not to go into too much detail about K-9 training, because that's not why we're here, but there's just a phrase that, and I don't know if all K-9 schools in the military do this, I just know my instructor used the word a lot, and it just stuck with me. Right. And I didn't start using it for myself, like internally, till about probably 15 years ago, just in the corporate space, where sometimes somebody would say something and it would charge me emotionally. And when you don't have a badge, i.e. being a cop, and you're in the corporate space, you can't kick in doors. Right. You can't yell at people. You can't, you know, body slam or fight. Like, that's just not the space for that. So I had to learn to control myself emotionally. So my thing was just command presence. And then I started utilizing it with my employees for a while. They're like, I like it. It works. But I noticed a change in them. Because my thing was a couple things. I don't want to hear the once upon a time. And if you're going to talk about it, you need to provide a resolve. I don't have to agree with it as your boss or as your leader, but I need you to think outside of the box and come up with a resolve. Otherwise, it's just complaining. So I started using the thing, and I thought everybody used the phrase. And then I came, as I became an entrepreneur, I realized nobody used it. There's like one lady who's a Secret Service agent that's a little bit older than me that uses it occasionally, right? I use it a lot, but I use it because I operate in that space. And then I think your other question was, how do people... let's say leverage or operate in that space. There's a phrase that I like to use in my leadership training that if you can't lead from home, you have no business leading on the other side of the doorknob. Mm. And that's the mistake that a lot of leaders, a lot of people forget leaders. I think everybody's a leader. You may not think so, not you, but the people listening may not see themselves as a leader now. It's not that you're not leading. You're just not operating in the space that you see the potential that you have to operate in. So you're just leading on a lower frequency. But the command presence thing is really, for me, it was just checking myself. Like, do you really need to curse? Do you really need to yell? Do you need to argue? Are you giving this person too much control over your emotions? The answer is usually probably yes. Command presence.
Wow. I mean, you speak for obviously from a place of authenticity. You are very sure of who you are. And it doesn't come across as prideful or cocky. You come across as literally you walk in the room. And obviously in that first room that I met you in, you know, everyone was asking like, and you know, you can't obviously know who everyone is. So I hadn't met you personally yet.
Right.
I'm like, gosh, who is this guy? Like this guy is, and he's talking to people. He's down to earth. He's giving you his time. You are accessible. You are reachable. Yet it was very clear that you live what you believe and that you've had to come to that. So how have you become who you are today as a leader, you know, as a radio show host, as a very successful author who always puts his wife and his family first. Mm-hmm. How did you get to this point today of living your true self and propelling that to the level of success that you've achieved today?
I'm a dude. I think, like, through and through, I'm just a dude. I don't overthink it. Like, I think I got stuck in the 80s somewhere. You know, yeah, I my wife and I race motorcycles. I mountain bike. I used to do jujitsu until I realized I'm too, my body doesn't heal the way that it used to. So there's just, I go through my life as though, what if 1,000 of my followers had visual access to me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when I'm in that space, it's really reminding myself, like, what's important. And one of the phrases that I use for myself is, change one life every day for the rest of your life. And it's, you know, when you're married to somebody you like, it's very easy. Do we get along? We get along all the time. Do we have disagreements? Yeah, but I've never cursed at my wife, right? I don't yell. Why am I going to yell? Like, what is important? Like, what's so important that I have to yell? There's not a fire, right? And I think people are just, they don't know how to forgive themselves. So they go through life hurt. And it's like when you get a splinter or that piece of fiber that just, you touch something, you can't see it, but it's in your finger. And every time you touch something, it reminds you that it's there, but you don't have tweezers on you right now because you're at work. So, and people go through life with their emotions out, like, on their sleeves. And if the skin that you're currently operating in, like, if you get offended, then that skin's probably not yours, right? A lot of people get offended over the smallest things. And the reason for that is, and John Maxwell has a chapter in one of his books, I think the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, but it talks about the law of the lid. And on a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1, you treat yourself like dirt, 10, you treat yourself like a king or a queen. People want people to treat them at a 10. But if you treat yourself at a 6, everybody can only treat you up to a 5. But your expectations, their counterfeit expectations, is that you want everybody to treat you like a king. But if you are a queen, if you don't treat yourself that way, you haven't taught people how to treat you, because you've only taught them how to treat you on the level in which you treat yourself.
I love what you just said. If you're getting offended, you're not living in your own skin. You know, that's true. That's very, very true. We see commonly in life that, and it's typically around the people that we love. But if we're, if you truly are yourself and giving of yourself, that should never happen. So for those who are at a point in their life where they're recognizing, like, hey, you know, it's time to be good. Like, you know, as a practicing chiropractor, I see people every single day. Mm-hmm. And we just had a lady yesterday who literally said, you know, I've adopted several kids. I've put everyone first in my entire life. I'm a server. I'm a giver, but I don't give to myself. It's time for me. And it's hard for me to say that. Why do you think it is hard, Dom, for people to love themselves? Why is it hard for people to serve themselves? Because a lot of people think of it as prideful. They think of it as, you know, oh, if I don't put my family first. But why do people feel that way? And why is that detrimental to our health?
Well, one, it's easier to look at the monster through your blinds out of the window than it is to look at the monster under your bed. Nobody wants to address the issue. Like, there are some people that go through this world that have some deep-seated issues. And you, as a chiropractor, and in the space that you're almost like a duality, right?
That's right.
You know that, okay, the client comes in and says that their back is sore because they do this thing. No, their back is messed up because they haven't done the inner work.
That's right.
And that stress is causing their body to be tight, and they haven't addressed something from 15 years ago, mm-hmm. or addressed something from when they were 6, right? When you're 35 years old, and you had some, you know, some trauma happen when you're 7, 8, 9 years of age. No, you're running from that. Part of the reason you're successful, not you, the audience, part of the reason you're successful is because you spent decades running from something, trying to amass monetary success, thinking that your Porsche, your Ducati, your off-road vehicles, your boat, your planes, thinking that's going to mask all of the issues. Yeah, it helped push you to your success. But once you have all that stuff, we all know that those of us that have it, it doesn't change anything. And then you're sitting there wondering, like, why can't I be happy? Why is it that I don't know how to acknowledge my wins? Well, because your dad never acknowledged your wins, or your mom never acknowledged your wins, or you were the middle child and you got passed over for everything, or you were the only girl and your dad wanted a boy. Or I mean, there's you can org for the rest of your life.
That's right.
But address the issues. I feel like this because when I was 8, you know, whatever the thing was, or when I was 20, I got, you know, they broke up with me, and there's so many things, but you have to talk about them. So the reason why people, it's easy to serve people. It is so easy. This is the reason why I serve you. I put a smile on your face, your smile, and then you say thank you. And then that validates my existence. It's like you walk into the house, you rub a dog behind the ears, it smiles, it wags its tail, it might spin, and then you're like, yay, it validates your existence. Serving is easy because it validates your existence. But when you don't know what your existence is, what are they validating?
Very true. Wow. That's huge. You know, that's one of the noblest, you know, pursuits of all time. It's said that the two most important times of your life are the day you're born, the day you find out why, right?
Right.
And that evolves. I've looked at myself throughout my years on this earth, and you always want to figure out, you know, who am I? You know, what brings me joy? And I'll tell you, I was very guilty of that same thing. You know, looking at the, you know, dealing with the monsters outside instead of the ones underneath my bed. And it's very, very easy to then serve. And then you become, you know, I literally, it was very easy to become like a mirror. I could mirror anybody.
Oh, easy.
And that's a strategy in sales. But it wasn't necessarily who I was authentically. So it's very easy to become the person in front of you. And again, I don't see a lot of guys. One of the things I love about you, going back to it again, is you love what you love and you're very vocal about it. You know, like, again, you wear your cowboy boots. You're like, who's this? You know, you were just in Philly last week wearing your cat. You're the black guy wearing the cowboy boots.
Ate me up, bro.
but you are authentic to who you are. Yeah. And I don't see you shrink. So I like to talk about the mental aspect, you know, the mental to the heart aspect. I like for you to talk about, if you can, the physical aspect. How does our physical stature help with our mindset, help with commanding presence, with achieving what we want to achieve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that.
You said, who am I? I ask people to ask this question. Why am I? Why am I a jerk? Why am I, and there's a lot of other, I don't curse, so there's a lot of other words that you can use.
That's right.
Why am I not happy? Why am I sad? Or why am I happy? Right. When you can answer that, good or bad, there's no wrong answer. But when you can answer that, you have a sense of belonging to self, and you're able to stand, you know, head up, shoulders back. I have a video. I was on stage and I was just saw some guys walk in and I was like, dudes, if your shoulders past your nipples, you're standing wrong. Right. The slap. Right. Exactly. Everybody visualizes it. Right.
You have a missed calling as a chiropractor, by the way. I'm just going to say it right there, man. You have a missed calling.
And it's this, when you stand up straight, people trust you. I can walk into a room. Okay. For example, I walked into a room where I met you.
That's right.
There was maybe 40 people in there in attendance, couple speakers. Everything that I did was intentional. I pulled up on my Ducati and I probably did about 90 miles an hour on that back road. I knew everybody would hear me pull up. I get off my bike. I've got this bright Ducati red leather racing jacket on, helmet in my hand. Because at the end of the day, we're all kids. When you see a guy walk in with a leather racing jacket and a helmet in a room where nobody has leather racing jackets and helmets, he automatically becomes the coolest guy in the room. Right. Everybody, they wonder who this is.
Everyone.
Right. And I tried to, you know, walk in quietly, but I don't have a whisper voice. I know this, but when
you
I did whisper.
You weren't disrespectful, by the way. You weren't disrespectful. Right. It was timed perfectly.
I would agree with that statement, but my presence was loud. My voice was not, but my presence was loud.
Yep.
Intentional. right? Oftentimes, I ask myself, why am I doing this? Well, I answer the question, so I'm intentional. So back to your question, the way you stand, one, you're a chiropractor, like your body appreciates that. When you stand upright and you're strong, it takes muscles, it takes core strength. If it's not natural for you to stand with your, you know, don't leave your hands in your pockets. I always leave my hands above my belt, but that came from years of being a cop, years of fighting. With my shoulders back, my head up. Why? Because I'm in an environment, part of my law enforcement kicks in. If somebody's going to do something to somebody, it ain't going to be me. Because I don't look like I can be messed with. I'm not even a big dude. But I come across big, right? And then if I know I'm about to speak or shake hands with somebody, well, before they walk up to me, they need to know how they're going to treat me. So my silence and the way that I stand dictates how somebody treats me, because I don't allow disrespect. And it makes the other person stand, like, if I'm going to go talk to Dom, people naturally mirror. We just talked about that. They're going to stand up straight. They're going to command their own little presence until commanding presence just becomes who they are. And that's why I think it's very important, because the nonverbals will get you so much further than your verbals.
How important is that to be able to truly, I mean, we hear always, understand who you are, why you are who you are. One of our friends, mutual friend, Brian Boger, teaches that all of us have triggers, and you just talked about 15 of them. You know, we all have triggers. We all things of our past, and how we move forward will depict how we address those triggers. And certain things that have happened to us are not our fault. Our triggers are not our fault, but they are our responsibility, like you said. How do you identify? So when you're taking people and making them the leaders that they deserve to be in their homes, as husbands, as fathers, as wives, as mothers, as business owners, as speakers. Yeah. I mean, you speak on some huge stages. You know, your voice goes across to millions. How does one identify that maybe they're not being their best self? Maybe they're being that mirror. What are things that would trigger you to understand in somebody, like, is that really this guy that I'm talking to? Like right now, hey, is Jake coming from a place of authenticity? Is Jake being Jake, or is Jake trying to just be a show host? You know, how does one identify that in themselves?
Oh, there's a lot of triggers. If you're a dude, and it's not gender specific, but I talk to a lot of dudes. And I've never been a woman, so I don't really know what their thing is yet. I'm figuring that out as a husband. If you're a dude and you start or end your sentences with LOL in a text, that tells me you don't know, you're uncomfortable with who you are. Mm. Say what you say and then stop. Use a period, question mark, exclamation mark. But at the end of the day, 99% of the stuff that you say in a text, it ain't LOL. You're not a comedian. And if you were, don't quit your day job, right? That's that's one thing. Too much eye contact, right? Because we all read social media posts, and we've all, at this stage in our life, we know, make eye contact and they're going to take me serious. Well, when you're on this side and you've done the inner work, well, and you've been an ex-cop or you're an ex-cop, you've been in the military, you've engaged people at their worst, you know what, actually, I did a post this morning. It says your counterfeit confidence is noticed well before your self-proclaimed intellect.
Wow.
And people's confidence is counterfeit. Like, I'm a very confident dude. And dudes like you are comfortable with dudes like me because we're about the same. But maybe a dude like me 15 years ago would have thought I was an arrogant jerk, because I was uncomfortable with myself. Mm. So some things that I see when somebody laughs, Or and it's not a real laugh. We know the difference. Or they take themselves too seriously. Or if somebody's in a relationship and all their videos on social media are not in the home, but they're always outside, that tells me that you lack peace in your house, because it takes thought to do a video, which is creativity. But you have to be in a space of comfortability to be able to be creative, to have the thought to do the video. So you don't do them at home because your home is stressful. So now you can't do videos. So everything you do is walking down the sidewalk. We see the same stupid oak trees every time you do your videos, right? So there's a bunch of different things, but these are things that I noticed. But there's so many people that truly don't notice. Like Jake, you have been a chiropractor long enough that you can stand in the grocery store line, see somebody standing, and you can pretty much tell what sport they played, what arm they use, right? What kind of their habits there are. just literally within like 5 minutes of standing there. And you're mature now, so you don't try to, you know, give them 80 minutes of information. I'm sure you used to do it because we all did. Hey, ma'am, right. I see your shoulders leaning to the left. Did you play sports in college? Yes, I did. How do you know? Well, I'm a carpenter, right? But you don't do that now because your time is more valuable. But just like as a coach, because I've been doing it so long and I've seen people breathe their last breath, literally, not metaphorically, I know what happiness looks like. And most people, like, you don't have to walk around with a smile to be happy. Happy is internal. And we think of success as monetary. Success is a feeling. And having the ability to feel and engage the world and be comfortable just talking to anybody and being the same person on Instagram as you are in person, as you are at home, those are beautiful things. But you have to acknowledge that you're not the same person and then get comfortable being the same person.
Wow. I mean, these are some huge pearls that this is the way to happiness. This is the way to find happiness, is learning who you really are and why you do what you do and who you do it for. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about you, one of the many things, what is it, like 3,493?
Likewise, bro. Set,
is that with all the successes, we have so many of our colleagues, so many friends who in the pursuit of wealth, in the pursuit of whatever it is that they're wanting to achieve, when they say, if you were to ask them, hey, what really matters most in your life? My wife, my kids, my husband, my kids, but many aren't putting in the effort or the time to be able to make that happen. And I remember as I was talking to you, I had said, hey, I had this, we were going to communicate and I had to reschedule. And you literally told me, you'd said something to the degree of, it's like, hey man, like none of these other people are going to be at your funeral. Like, your family first, bro. And right. I can't remember the exact words, but it was a heartbeat. You're like, they're the ones who are going to be at your funeral. They're the ones who love you most.
Right.
Take care of them, man. Like, I'll be here for you. I got your back. Like,
right.
We're good. I'm good. I can, I got 1,000 other things I can get done. And hey, I wish you the best. And that was so important. How do you balance your work life and home life? How can you command presence and be present and show up as Dom? Because you are who you are, no matter where you are. Perfect. I love it when you're on your Ducati, when you're doing what you do, when you're dropping your kids off at school, you are who you are. How does that happen? How do you become present to that degree, the level you are?
I live life for other people, right? I was a cop. I was in the military. Those are our servant positions. And it's in my bones. And when I do a video, when you have 87,000 followers on Instagram, there's an expectation that, you're unapproachable. So mm-hmm. when I do a video of my stories of my son sleeping in the back of the car and I'm yelling at him because I just don't like when kids sleep when I'm driving because I'm not their Uber, and it's all in fun, or I'm talking to my wife and it's on video. I do that to let people know that it's okay to be normal. It's okay. Like, one of your questions on your on the information that I filled out to be on the podcast with you was, what's your routine? And I don't have a routine. There are days that my body needs to sleep till 9. There are days that, like today, I got up at 4:20. There have been days I get up at 2:15 and go running. I'm very intuitive with the needs of my body. But I've gotten there because I'm happy with who Dom Fawcett is. And I haven't always been this way. Imagine being prior military, being a cop. Like, those are very dark career jobs, career choices. But it's doing what makes you happy. Like, I skateboard still. I jet ski now. I have a dope looking Jeep, 6.5-inch lift, 40-inch tires. Like, we go off road. I race motorcycles. I get to hang out with people. And what I believe allows me to connect with people, especially people on our level, is I don't want anything from them. You know, when somebody comes to you and there's like an angle, yeah, right? Like we all have, I've done it, but I've also been the guy that it's been done too. So if I go racing, which Steve Sims, his son, myself, and my wife, we're going to go to a track, Chuck Wall in California, race our Ducatis. People will probably pay $30,000, $40,000 just to hang out with Steve. But when you look at people as people and not a product, you're able to connect with them. And, there's people I Jeep with. I don't know what they do, but looking at their Jeep, they got some coin. But I don't care because their money's not coming into my pocket. They're not buying me for a set of new tires, right? They're not buying me a dirt bike, right? I just like hanging out with cool people. And I was thinking last night when I was driving home, I said, you know what? The more money I make, the less friends I need, right? Because when you're first starting off, you need strategic friends because they can get you somewhere. I get it. That's just how the world works. But the older I get, the more money I make, like I don't, my money don't jingle jangle, it folds, right? My money opens doors, right? Our money's open doors, but we look at it as a tool. It doesn't make us or change us. And my wife and I were talking, actually, we go to marriage counseling. And I always tell people, dude, start going to marriage counseling when everything's good in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Don't go to marriage counseling when you guys have argued, cursed each other out, fought, and now you're like, hey, lady, it's up to you. You better make this work. That's not how that works. And the lady asked, she said, do you argue about finances? I said, for what? No, what? No. She's like, you never? How? Would I argue over a hammer? A hammer is a tool. Money is a tool. I've been broke. I've had negative zero, like, you know, whatever that non-sufficient funds were, right? It doesn't bother me because just like you stated in our communications back and forth, you had to cancel the interview. And I get it. You deal with people on this end, my end. Some of us can be jerks. What? You're wasting my time. Okay, you're an idiot. You're not coming back on. But all right, at the end of the day, you're a dude. I'm a dude. We're literally just having a conversation. If we were sitting down having coffee, we would probably have somewhat along these same lines of conversations. I would ask more questions but I can't because this is not my show, but we would have, you know, what beard oil do you use? Right. You think we're just dudes. Matter of fact, before I even knew you, we were joking about I'm on stage just so your audience can know how cool Jake is. I'm on stage speaking and I picked on you. Like you can always pick out the cool guys in the audience that aren't going to get offended.
That's right.
And I picked on you about something probably more than once. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's a cool guy. I'm a cool guy. You didn't get offended. Like, that's just how people should be. But unfortunately, you know, they're not. But at the end of the day, you're a dude. You're a dudette. And not you, but your audience. And you do what makes you happy.
That right there is one of the reasons why I'm so happy you came on today. You know, truly, you live what you believe. If there is someone who has a life that you would like to attain as far as, you know, hey, they seem very happy. They seem very fulfilled. A lot of people want to immediately just be who they are at that moment. Well, to become that person, you also have to go through all the horrible things they've been through and the trials and stressors and lessons to get there. So we always say, you try to emulate the trajectory of where they're at. And you know, hopefully we can help, you know, they can help you pay a tax, the dummy tax. Right. Hey, I learned this lesson here. But that's what, you know, I'm so grateful for you because again, for helping teaching these lessons of how we can become our best selves and why. The why to become your best self.
Yes.
You know, I love what you said, you know, money's a tool. Why argue about it? And in talking about marriage counseling, you know, our last podcast, my wife and I did one on exactly that, on don't wait until it's done.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's just like coaching. You don't get, the best get the coaching all the way to become even better. Thank you for teaching these. Thank you for teaching us to command presence, on how to be present, on how to really find out who we really are, how to deal with our inner monsters, the monsters under the bed, as opposed to the ones outside first.
Right.
On how to think, react, and lead. For all of you, wherever you consume social media, look up Dom Fawcett, and I'll tell you, he's dropping pearls every single day. And our last words is this: if you guys want to lead, if you want, even if it's for yourself, a lot of times you need to hear yourself reinforce the things that you believe. You know, Dom said, while you're looking, you know, for everyone's in the restroom looking at Instagram, instead of looking at everyone else's stuff, make your own stuff. Get it out
there. Right. Be the person that gets looked at.
Yeah, that's right. And be the person you want to be. I'll tell you, hearing yourself say the things that you believe over and over again is so empowering. Mm-hmm. And being able to say, no, I don't, why am I saying this? I don't believe that. This is what I believe.
Right.
Thank you for teaching us these thoughts, man. I'm so happy to have you on today. I can't wait for even more people to follow you and to watch you grow even more. And I can't wait one of these days, man. I promise you, I'm going to get my own Ducati.
Yes, you will.
and we're going to race. That is something that I would love to do. So thanks.
Done and done. I'm there for you, bro.
All right. Thanks. Take care, Dom.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.